For the record first, John Denver is not a native Coloradan. Henry John Dutchendorf was born in Roswell, New Mexico, into a military family that moved around a lot. But as a nature lover, he started coming here a lot and writing songs starting in the late 60s.
He was born in the summer of his 27th year.
Changing his name and quickly becoming Colorado's favorite adopted son, he was even designated the state's poet laureate. In posh Aspen, a prime stretch of riverfront real estate was designated the John Denver Sanctuary after he died in a plane crash. It was a few miles west and a few thousand feet above Aspen at Williams Lake on the slope of Mount Sopris, where legend has it he penned the lyrics to his most famous tune, now an official Colorado state song.
Rocky Mountain High, it's a Colorado Rocky Mountain High.
I'm J.P. McDaniel from Littleton, Colorado, and I am proposing that the name on the East Peak, which is currently unnamed, of Mount Sopris, be named John Denver Peak.
A friend and former colleague of Denver's, McDaniel says her effort is meant to honor his environmental work and the mark he left on the state.
To the state, to the region, John Denver is part of our history here, in the minds of people, in the hearts of people, and geographically.
All of which McDaniel must demonstrate to a skeptical federal board that rarely approves such petitions in wilderness areas like the one Mount Sopris lies in. Still, McDaniel thinks the historical argument is an easy one. John Denver, she says, epitomizes Colorado. And true, for many baby boomers looking to move west in the 70s, he was the draw.
For 30 years now, when people ask me, why did you move to Colorado? My answer has always been the call of John Denver.
Ron Lockery is a newspaper columnist in Boulder. He says John Denver's songs hit the charts at a time when California was filling up, and for better or worse, they put scenic Colorado on the map. Well, that's one of the reasons why the peak naming proposal is stirring up some old wounds. Some here think all those quaint folk songs caused Colorado to become overdeveloped and too glitzy. After all, John Denver's Starwood property in Aspen was the beginning of one of the country's most exclusive communities. Others, like Lou Dawson, think his credibility as an environmentalist is overhyped. Dawson is a longtime mountaineer-turned-blogger who lives just beneath the shadow of Mount Sopris in Carbondale.
Yeah, I see it right through my windows. So I'm looking at a huge, monolithic mountain rising almost 7,000 vertical feet outside of our little town here.
Dawson says naming part of the mountain after Denver would also confuse people and go against local tradition.
But there is a very nice peak next to Williams Lake that could be proposed to be named John Denver Peak. It's a peak without a name.
John didn't write Rocky Mountain High on another nearby peak. He wrote it on Mount Sopris.
Local opposition is only one obstacle facing J.P. McDaniel and other backers of the name change. According to the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, which will consider her petition soon, applications for new peak names in wilderness areas are only ever considered for educational reasons or when the safety of the public is at stake. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.